Good day, and welcome to season two of Bring Back the Bustle, a podcast about investing in rural America. I'm Siobhan Jones, your host. The Wall Street Journal recently ran a story about how investors lose a third of their earnings to taxes. Not because they have to, but because they don't check. I'm talking about investments in your retirement account, private investments in major funds. Investors are buying those investments without taking taxes into account. Investors instead make the mistake of choosing investments based on promised returns and the fees that funds charge. Think about it for a second. Aren't those the typical due diligence questions you normally ask about an investment? You ask, what are the past returns or what are the projected returns? And how much are the fees? In other words, you ask, what's my cut and what's your cut, right? The journal points out, however, that investors who focus on those two questions don't usually net the highest returns on their passive income. Why? Because the biggest cost that an investor faces is taxes. Still, very few investors pick an investment based on its after-tax returns. As a result, over time, investors end up paying about 36% of their final wealth to the government, according to the journal, and I agree with it. We're talking about sophisticated investors making unsophisticated moves with their money. That is a gasp-worthy fact. Even to me, as a tax expert, what makes me a tax expert, you might ask? It's probably some combination of my accounting degree, my Master's of Laws in Taxation degree, and my 20 plus years of experience in the field, including at a Big Four accounting firm and at a Fortune 500 company. As a tax expert, that article in the Wall Street Journal resonated with me. The title grabbed me and the content held my attention. Here's the title. You won the battle on investment fees. You're losing the war against taxes. I have attached the first few paragraphs of the article so that you can see if you want to read the rest of it on the Wall Street Journal website. But only click on my link if you want to be persuaded to read the full article, because I don't think you'll be able to put it down either. Without using the cliche, the article speaks to investors being penny wise and dollar dumb. I don't want to insult anybody, but if you're winning the battle while losing the war, there's just a little bit of dumbness going on, no? Investors get nervous about the fees the fund managers make, which are typically 2% or less, but they don't even ask about the 20 to 36% that Uncle Sam is going to take as soon as you cash out. So the author of that article wanted to make investors aware of the need to evaluate the tax aspects of investment offerings. Knowing to include tax performance in your evaluation of investment options is a crucial first step. But what can be done about taxes? After all, it was 240 years ago when Benjamin Franklin famously said, "In this world, nothing can be certain except death and taxes." Well, all I can say to that is leave it to President Trump to devise a way to cheat taxes, if not death. Trump created Opportunity Zone funds as a virtually tax-free way to invest. That's great for us here at the Rural Fund, which produces the Bring Back the Bustle podcast, because we're an Opportunity Zone fund. Opportunity Zone funds have the highest after-tax return potential of any other investment type. Period. Full stop. There's nothing else you can buy that has a lower tax rate than an Opportunity Zone investment. That's because with an OZ investment, you can pay no taxes at all. 0%. As long as you reinvest your dividends for 10 years before taking your earnings out, you can completely and legally avoid federal income taxes. Many states also do not tax Opportunity Zone earnings. So what's the deal with these Opportunity Zones? What are they? Opportunity zones are low-income areas where the government has decided to boost the returns of investors so that underserved areas have a shot at competing for investment dollars. That's it in a nutshell. Opportunity zone investments aren't sexy investments. If you want sexy, invest in Manhattan or on Brickell Avenue in Miami and see how far your dollar goes there. But what Opportunity Zone funds lack in sex appeal, they make up for in long-term bang for your buck. The tax savings make rural OZ investments a better bet than the types of investments that investors flock to only to receive big tax bills on exit. There are three groups of investors who should consider an OZ investment opportunity, such as the rural fund. The first type, investors who have sold a business or other capital asset in the past 6 months. The second type, investors who are facing a retirement deficit, if you're close to retirement and you don't have enough money yet. The third type, investors who are seeking generational wealth for their grandchildren or great-grandchildren. Let's talk about each group, starting with the first group, the rollover group, I call them. The first group is the group the Trump administration designed opportunity zones for, people who are already rich. If you have sold a business, a piece of real estate, or any other capital asset in the past 6 months, you're flush with cash. You want to keep that cash, and you don't want to pay taxes on it yet, if ever. If that's your situation, you've come to the right place. Investors in the rural fund get to defer paying taxes on their gains from the sale of their business or other asset for 5 years. After the 5 years end, rural fund investors get 30% tax forgiveness on your original investment. Now, if you're comparing us to a different OZ fund, the tax forgiveness is less if the OZ you invest in isn't a rural OZ fund. Just know that. Now, you have to pay capital gains tax on the remaining 70% that you put in, but you pay no taxes on the earnings you made during those 5 years. So your money is allowed to grow tax-free. If you decide to leave the money in for an additional 5 years, you can never pay federal income tax on the appreciation that incurred over the entire 10 years. It's tax-free passive income. Now let's talk about investors who need to catch up on their retirement savings. That's the second group. You should seriously consider an OZ investment if you are 10 to 12 years from retirement and worried that you might not have enough. Maybe the inflated cost of living has you on edge about the future. Maybe you've spent your youth paying down student loans, buying your home, educating your children in private school and college. Maybe you also need to help your parents. So you haven't wasted your money, but now it's time to fully fund a retirement that could last 30 plus years. Financial advisors estimate that you'll need a minimum of $10 million to avoid running out of money in retirement. And remember, this is America. You don't want to be old and broke in America. Many professionals are trying to bridge the gap with catch-up contributions to their employer-sponsored retirement plans. However, those plans often invest in heavily taxed investments. Plus, when you take the money out of a traditional retirement plan, you must pay ordinary income taxes on it. So that's double taxation of your money. It was taxed in the plan and then taxed again when you took it out. Fortunately, there's a better way. You don't have to have sold a business to get capital gains. Any capital gains qualify for OZ benefits. There's no tracing. You don't have to use the exact dollars that you made on the prior investment. So if you sell your stamp collection, your baseball card collection, a vintage car, any other capital asset, after that sale, you can use money from your job or any other source that's available to you to invest in the rural fund. No matter the source, For example, even borrowed money can grow in the Roth fund tax-free. It's tax-free while it's in the fund, and it's tax-free when you take it out 10 years later. No taxation beats the heck out of double taxation that you're experiencing right now. Finally, the third group, grandparents, should consider OZ investing. Grandparent investors may already be wealthy. They may be looking for an estate planning tool to avoid tax while they take care of future generations. So just how far does this OZ tax break go? If you get lucky and die, that's tax humor. We tax pros crack ourselves up on that one. But if you're looking at investments for the future, you've got to die for them to kick in, right? Let's look at a different kind of asset that you're already familiar with and compare it to OZs. Let's take life insurance. If you buy a term life insurance policy and outlive the term, you lost the bet. Money went out the door and you're not getting much of anything back. But if you get lucky and die during the term of a term life insurance policy, you win the bet with the insurance company. Sad for you, but your chosen beneficiary gets a big payday in exchange for a relatively small outlay that you made. Now let's talk about how OZ funds work if you get lucky and die. If you're trying to give money to your grandchildren, the Rural Fund, OZ funds have flexibility in how we structure our funds, so not all funds are the same, but the Rural Fund is organized to let you pass your shares outside of probate. Moreover, your holding period gets passed on to your heir. So if you've held the investment for 10 years, the heir gets the appreciation tax-free. And OZ funds are great because you can hold them even longer in term. You don't have to get lucky and die within 10 years. The OZ rules give you up to 30 years to win the bet, to get lucky and die. You're allowed to take the money out tax-free in 10 years, or you can leave it in for up to 30 years and still get tax-free treatment. So if you're already at retirement age, chances are with an OZ, you're going to win the bet. You'll get lucky and die within the next 30 years. So an OZ fund structured the way the Rural Fund has chosen to structure itself can be a great estate planning tool for grandparents. Deep breath now, right? This tax stuff can get confusing. It's never a good idea to make decisions if you're overwhelmed. In my first job at PricewaterhouseCoopers, my boss explained the KISS principle. Keep it simple, stupid. Apply the KISS principle to your investing. Keep your analysis simple. Consider creating a table to make a side-by-side comparison of your options. The four factors that I would include in your investment analysis table are taxes, number one, two, investment returns, three, exit strategy, and I might change the order of those, taxes, exit strategy, then returns, and fourth and last, fees and cost of the investment. Then, after you have your table complete, you can make an informed decision based upon your personal circumstances. Sometimes the best tax move may not be the best decision for you personally. For example, some people will just want their money back fast, no matter what. They say taxes smaxes. You know, maybe they're like my mother, older and interested in spending her own cash rather than leaving it behind to someone who can take care of herself, me. Maybe they have a large expense coming down the pike, such as a child going to college, and they can't wait years and years to get the best deal on taxes. These investors are short-term accredited investors. The Rural Fund has an exit strategy for the short-term accredited investor that likely beats anything else available in the market. Place a minimum of $50,000 with us, and we'll double your money in 24 months. Guaranteed. How can we deliver on such a bold promise? It really comes down to two things. One, the way OZ funds work, and two, the way the Rural Fund works. First, OZ funds are not allowed to hoard cash. We have to either invest it or pay it out to shareholders. Otherwise, we get hit with a big IRS penalty. Second, the Rural Fund operates businesses like grocery stores, hotels, and entertainment venues. That's how we know we'll have the cash to pay you back. If you take your money back in 24 months, you'll have to pay capital gains tax. But even in that case, the Rural Fund is still a better investment than most others. Where else can you double your money in 24 months guaranteed? No, seriously, if you know of some place, share that information, because you're not the only one who wants some of that action. Again, I'm Siobhan Jones. Thanks for coming back for season two. If you're an accredited investor and you want to learn more about investing in the Rural Fund, use this link to schedule a consultation. So you have to be on the screen on our website, and there's a link there. We have two towns right now that we're developing. One town is in Richland Parish, Louisiana, where Meta is developing its Hyperion data center. And the second town is in Oklahoma, near an energy plant and oil refinery. These are exciting opportunities in towns with anchor businesses that provide disposable income to residents within that local market, so that even if the national economy goes into a recession, they'll still have the ability to spend with us. So reach out if you'd like our pitch deck for these projects, or if you'd just like to talk about investing in the Rural Fund in general.